If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, I'll do something I don't normally do at the beginning of these. I'll go ahead and act out the first date guy went on. Yeah. Kyle is on the phone with us, and he wants us to call a girl named Lena today. I'll go ahead and act out their first date. They were sitting there at the table, and here's what happened. The waiter came up and asked what they would have to eat. And Kyle said, I'll just have a little salad. Can I have a tiny little salad and maybe just some locale dressing on the side? I might just dip my fork in it so there's a little bit of dressing on just each bite, but I'm not going to have too much dressing. And my sweet love, Lena, over there, what would you like? And Lena was like, I'll have a steak. I want a big steak and make it as rare as possible, please. I want to hear that thing moo on my plate because I like steak.
It's like,
Kyle, would you say that's a good representation of your date?
It's a funny representation. Oh, okay. That doesn't know what
I'm surprised you didn't say uncanny.
Kyle is on the phone. He wants to call Lena. He thinks the reason she's not calling him back is because he only had a salad on their date and she ate a steak. And at one point he said to her, hey, don't worry about eating that steak. That's a hearty little meal you got there.
That's so bad.
Which could be taken the wrong way. But he said the date was good. It ended with an awkward moment where he tried to give her a kiss and she gave him a hug. And she hasn't talked to him ever since. Kyle, we're about to call her. Any last words?
I would just like the chance to explain and see if she'd be willing to go out on another date. Maybe I could take her out. I mean, I could have tea. She could have coffee or whatever she wants.
I'll have a coffee and a steak. I'm a hard-eating lady.
You should just skip any food dates from now on. Like, go for a hike or something.
I drop hope it. When she picks up, that's literally what she sounds like. Hello?
This is Lena.
All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go, Kyle.
You guys are really funny.
Yeah. All right. Here we go, man.
Hello?
Hi, I was trying to get a hold of Lena.
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Lena, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
Well, I'm calling you because you recently went out on a date with one of our listeners, and he actually emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone.
Hey, wait, you're a radio station?
Yes.
You work for a radio station?
No, I am the radio station.
You are the radio.
Yes. We do
are
a segment.
Serious?
Yeah, I am. We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. Kyle told us that he went on a date with you, and he would love to see you again, except you're not answering any of his phone calls or text messages.
Okay.
So he asked us if we could get you on the phone and find out if something went wrong.
It's like a real thing. Like, people call in. And
yeah.
Like, it sounds dumb.
It's very happens. Real.
It happens all
like
the time.
You're really a radio station. This is like a real thing.
I promise. I'm just calling on behalf of Kyle. He wants to know what happened.
He's nice. Yeah, I...
Okay.
What a rave review.
Sounds like you're dodging the question quite a bit there.
I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know... What did he tell you?
He told us that he met you at a bar and you guys went out for dinner. He said that he thinks you're not calling him back because he only ate a salad on your date. I thought that was stupid, but...
Oh, that's really endearing, actually.
Was he condescending to you about, like, you eating your steak, your hearty choice?
He told you I ordered a steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Really detailed. This was kind of intimate. Were you guys like...
Well, we talked to him for a while.
We had secret cameras set up.
And he said he thinks the reason you're not calling him back is because he ordered a salad and you ate a steak. And you might have thought that that was kind of weird and judgy of him.
I had high hopes for this one. You know, we met at the bar and he was a perfect gentleman and seemed really sweet. And we got along great. He seemed totally normal.
Which means he wasn't totally normal.
Yeah, it's always the ones that seem normal that are the weirdos. I don't know if that's...
So what did he do that was so weird?
He just did something, like, throughout the whole night, actually, that was just totally grossed me out, to be honest.
He did something that was nasty?
Yeah, it was nasty, like, beyond gross. It totally disgusted me.
What was he doing?
This happened, like, 3 or 4 times, but... Throughout dinner, the whole evening, he would just casually, still gives me chills thinking about it. He would just like casually take out his car keys and dig around in his ear and pull out like a wad of earwax.
Shut up! Did you just say what I think you said? That is so gross.
He did that like 3 or 4 times, and I'm just sitting across from him like,
oh my God.
He didn't even flinch, like not even like batted an eye that was unusual.
Was he just
so weird
talking to you the whole time while he's cleaning out his ears?
Yeah. Like continuing conversation, like nothing was wrong or weird or strange about the fact that he was like rooting around in his ear for like some magical nug of earwax.
How did you not say anything to him? I mean, like, I could see like maybe 1 or 2 times and you're shocked, but by the third time, that is so gross.
I think I was just dumbfounded, and like the kicker, the whole thing, like the last time he did it, he actually sniffed the key before he put it back in his pocket.
Oh, man.
That was it for me. That was the end.
How'd you even finish your meal? I would have been grossed out and not have been able to eat anything.
I think I just kept looking at the ground and at the table, just hoping that it would go away. But when I looked up, he's still doing it. He's still digging around in there.
Oh, my God.
Is that why you totally dodged his kiss at the end?
He told you that too. Oh my God.
Yeah, he did.
Jeez, man. Yeah. Do we have any privacy? Yeah, I mean, at that point, I was like, all right, let's just get through this. I'm like, my thought, I just kept thinking, like, if that's what you do on a date during dinner, like, what else do you do in private? Or, like, what else do you do in general? Like, I don't know. My mind just kind of kept revolving around, like, other gross things you could be doing.
That is disgusting.
I'm so
sorry you had to see that.
Oh, I'm grossed out listening
too.
Hey, Lena, I'm not actually sure if he can hear because it sounds like he's got a lot of wax in his ears, but Kyle is actually on the other line listening to this conversation.
The what?
Yeah.
So, wait, let me get this straight. Your complaint, your big problem with the date is that I was cleaning wax out of my ears?
Oh, it's so gross.
It's not that you were just cleaning earwax out of your ear. It's that you were doing it with a key at the dinner table while we were having dinner, like, repeatedly.
First off, I didn't realize that I was doing it, but there's nothing disgusting about freeing your body of toxins. There's nothing weird about making sure that you don't have wax buildup in your ears. I'm always dealing with that. I'm always working to get the toxins out of my body. I'm trying to keep myself healthy. And earwax is unhealthy for you. It's a toxin. And, you know, I mean, like, normally I try to, you know, get my ears rinsed out on a regular basis. But that day I was busy. I was running late. And I didn't realize it was that noticeable.
I don't know what to say. It was so gross. And it was so noticeable. Like, I'm surprised that I made it to dinner.
It's a bad habit. But I'm sure you have bad habits. And I don't judge you because you ate with your mouth open.
Excuse me? I was not eating with my mouth open. I wasn't raised in a barn like you that, you know, believes that you can just pick your earwax out of the dinner table. Like, that is so different from you, like, scraping stuff out of your body and putting it on display at dinner. That is disgusting.
Look, I'm taking toxins out of my body. I had to sit there at dinner and watch you fill your body full of poison. Watch you eat that steak.
Oh, my God,
do you know how long a steak stays in your intestinal tract?
It does stay for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
what
Kyle,
is your
there's a big
Kyle?
Difference between pulling out your keys and rooting around in your ear. And then also she said you were smelling it. You don't remember doing that, or do you remember doing that?
I don't remember doing that. Sometimes I do smell the wax to make sure it just smells healthy and not incredibly toxic.
It smells healthy. It smells like wax.
Kyle, what are you talking about? How are you just like really embarrassed right now and this is some weird defense thing that you're doing?
No, I'm not embarrassed by it. Okay, I didn't realize I was doing it there at the table, but it's something. I'm incredibly health conscious. It's something that I do. I have bad habits. You have bad. We all have bad habits. At least she's finding out on the first date.
No. I don't know what kind of other bad habits you have, but that is a total reason to not go on a second date with someone. Like, that is the epitome of why I would not go on a date with someone. Especially if you think it's, like, a healthy choice. Like, that's kind of horrifying. Like, what else do you do? Do you, like, pick your nose to clear your toxins out? Smell that, too? Or, like, taste that?
No, obviously, you don't take care of yourself.
I don't taking around and your earwax out is taking care of yourself and eating a salad every
Absolutely.
Whatever.
I keep keep my body clean. I keep my body free of toxins, and I will not apologize for that.
Man, well, you're going to keep your life free of women after this. Like, no.
Well,
that's a good point.
I think this is a good time to ask, Lena. Would you like to go out with Kyle again on a second date? It sounds like you two have hit it off and have some common ground here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, hell no.
I will pay. If you guys go out on a second date, I will go with you, and I will clean his ear out the whole time so he doesn't have to do it.
I don't know if I can watch that.
You couldn't pay me to go on a second date with her at this point.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, Kyle, at least you know why she wasn't calling you back now.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for saving me from this nightmare. I'm thrilled that I won't be going on a second date with Lena.
Yeah, there's a lot of other ladies out there who love earwax, dude. Don't worry about it.